Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in to the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you for another post-game victory pod. Another day, another win for the Dallas Stars, fresh off of a 2-1 OT win over the visiting Detroit Red Wings. The Stars moving to 3-0-0 on the season, and it wasn't pretty tonight. It was not as pretty as it was in opening night. Wasn't even as pretty as it was Sunday, but the Stars pick up a much-needed win despite a lot of transition and rotation within their lineup due to some injuries. We're going to talk all things about this game, including the fact that John Klingberg is, in fact, might be a magician. He had a great game. We're going to talk about Tyler Landry a little bit more, some of the rotation the Stars went through, and just go ahead and recap another win for the Stars to open up the year. They now have six points through their first six, or probably 6 points of the first available 6 points for them on the year. The Stars picking up a big time win in OT at home, despite a lot of rotation. The game started off in the early going, the Stars were the better team. They didn't look great by any stretch. They did not look great. Neither team looked amazing, but the Stars were the better of the two teams. They had any kind of chances that were being created were coming for the Stars. They just couldn't find the back of the net. They couldn't get a solid enough chance to get it in the net. And then, like we've become somewhat accustomed to for the Stars last year, on the Detroit Red Wings' very first shot on goal of the game, Vladislav Namestnikov scored. It was a backhander. There was a changeup and a half. I mean, it was slow and snuck underneath Anton Khudobin. But that first shot came 11 and a half minutes into the first period. The Stars from that point on didn't look amazing. They looked like they had to kind of fight back into this one. Didn't look great. Second period comes around, though. The Stars, you know, they get a power play, and that's what they need to get going. And that's the best thing about this team right now, is their ability to score on the power play. John Klingberg, 4 seconds into their second power play of the period, 5.5 minutes into the period, scores from just in front of the blue line. And it's a vintage John Klingberg shot. We've talked about it a few times on this podcast. John Klingberg on the power play, moving from his right to his left. When that faceoff is in that goal, in that dot to the left of the goalie, and he picks up that puck, and he's going from his right to his left, and then he can kind of just kind of skate, and then sees the gap open up back to his right, back across the grain. He loves that shot. He did. That was exactly, it was textbook. John Klingberg scoring his first goal of the season. Joe Pavelski picking up another point on the year. He got his assist on that goal. His fifth assist of the year, 8th point, and it is his 800th career point, so congratulations to him. Denis Gurianov picked up his first assist on that one as well. Third period was not a whole lot going on. The second period, there really wasn't a whole lot going on. The Stars did not look great in the second period. Third period, not a whole lot going on until the very end. Stars really got some one-way traffic going into the Detroit zone. Good forechecking, pinned Detroit in a couple of times. And then the Stars took a late penalty, a hooking call against Rhett Gardner with just over 4 minutes to go in the period. And put Detroit on the power play for the third time in the game. And they were able to kill it off, but only because Anton Khudobin, with a couple of unbelievable saves, he denied Detroit on the doorstep a couple of times. And it was really it was Rasmussen and golly, it was they went for the tip. They went for the tip right in front of the net, going across the ice, just kind of a redirection. Anton Khudobin stoned him once, and then stoned him on the rebound again with that right leg pad. Anton Khudobin was phenomenal again tonight. He kept the Stars in it when they needed him to keep him in it. He helped kill off. He was the main reason they killed off that penalty at the end of the game. Sent it to OT, where John Klingberg did John Klingberg things. Once again, minute and a half into the overtime period, John Klingberg on a Stars kind of offensive rush. It was 3-on-3. It wasn't, all of Detroit was back, but Klingberg picks it up in the slot, an unbelievable toe drag to get into space, and then a backhand feed back into the slot. Jason Dickinson with a one-timer into the roof of the net. He gets his first goal of the year, and the Stars pick up their third win. It was a big-time win for the Stars, merely from the fact that, all these games mean a lot, obviously, because they're all 4-point games. But these are big games because the Stars right now, they're winning despite missing some of their best players. They're 3-0-0 despite missing some of their best players for two, three, all of their games. It's been very, very impressive. They've had to rotate heavily. They beat Nashville in two games, and then they come out and they beat Detroit, and they'll look to pick up the second win against Detroit on Thursday. In the game, the Stars outshoot Detroit 22-21. Not a whole lot of offense in this one. To be fair, it was somewhat of a boring game to watch unless John Klingberg had the puck on his stick. Red Wings win the faceoff battle 52-48. Red Wings went 0-for-3 on the power play. One of those was a shortened power play because Joe Pavelski got hit with a minor in the middle of a Stars power play, just over a minute into a Stars power play. And so on the back end of that, the Red Wings got about a minute. I think it was like a minute and 4 second power play that was back in the second period. Stars go 1-for-4, and Stars out hit the Red Wings 22-18. Stars were very, very physical, forechecked very, very hard, especially later in the game. Block shots 14-12 in favor of the Red Wings. 9 giveaways for the Red Wings to the Stars 8. For the Red Wings, their goal scorer, Vladislav Namestnikov, mentioned that. Hiroshi and Smith with the assist. They both pick up an assist in this one. In goal, Thomas Greiss was good. He was very good for the Red Wings tonight. He made some really nice saves. There was one power play. The Stars had a power play in the second period. It was this power play before they scored the John Klingberg goal. And the Stars, I mean, it was zone time. They were getting chances. They were getting good chances. And Greiss really did a nice job to keep the Red Wings in. And on the night, you see, he only saves 20 of 22, but I thought he was good. You look at the two goals that were being scored. There's no way he's saving Klingberg. Klingberg, you know, roofed it from the blue line when Greiss was pretty well screened. And then Dickinson's, you know, Greiss had to try to move all the way across on a one-timer that Dickinson put into the roof of net as well. So I thought Greiss was honestly pretty good for the Red Wings tonight. For the Stars, Jason Dickinson got the game winner. He gets a goal. Joe Pavelski picks up an assist. He's got 8 points now, 5 assists on the year. Denis Gurianov picked up a couple of assists. He was the primary assist on Klingberg's power play goal in the second period and the secondary assist on Dickinson's winner. So he got a couple of points tonight. Big night for him. Bad night for me because I picked up Denis Gurianov in free agency in a fantasy hockey league I've got with some buddies from college. And I forgot to put him in the lineup. Left Jamie Benn in. I got him to put in case Jamie Benn was out. Left him out. Left Jamie Benn in. And Denis Gurianov, just a couple of assists on the night. So nothing major. I'm not missing out on a whole lot, right? John Klingberg with a 2-point night. He picked up a goal and an assist. Anton Khudobin stopped 20 of 21 tonight, including 6 of 6 on the power play. Good night from Anton Khudobin. Let's step aside real quick. When we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this game, talk more John Klingberg, Ty Dellandrea, and some of the injury problems the Stars are having in the rotation and their ability to grind out some wins despite being a fairly depleted team. Before we step away, though, we've got to talk to you about rockauto.com. They've got everything you possibly could even imagine needing for your vehicle. You don't have to go to a store. You don't have to go to a brick and mortar store. You can sit at home, comfort of your home, on your computer and order the parts you need for your vehicle. It's a family-owned business. They've served auto parts customers online for over 20 years. You can go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Their catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even a new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Those prices at rockauto.com, they're always reliably low and they're the same whether you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. Right now, go to rockauto.com and use, when you're there, see all the parts available for your car and truck. And when you're there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcast. Welcome back to Locked On Stars. Kenneth Nash joining you for another Big Stars post-game victory pod, Locked On Stars victory pod. Dallas picking up their third win of the season in as many games. They move up to second in the Central Division, trailing just the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are on 7 points through their 7 games. Columbus has played 7 games to this point. Stars up to second, 3-0-0. They've got a gorgeous little +9 goal differential, only allowed 3 goals in the first 3 games of the season, 12 goals for, but It's worth noting, only one of the Stars' goals this season has come in 5-on-5 play. They've got, it's honestly a little bit absurd when you think about it. Their power play has been scorching hot. They had 8 power play goals through their first 2 games against Nashville, picked up another one tonight. That's 9 of their 12 coming on the power play. They've got a shorty from Esa Lindell in the first game, and they got a 3-on-3 goal tonight. So only one of their goals this year has come, one of their 12 has come in 5-on-5 play. But at this point, when you're 3-0-0, that's a problem to worry about when you're not picking up wins and not in the win column. So the Stars will certainly take that. John Klingberg was the man of the night tonight. We don't do a star rating. Maybe we should start that, stars of the game. We don't do that. We don't have that currently, at least, but John Klingberg definitely would get it tonight. He gets his 5th and 6th points of the season, 6th points of the season tonight with a goal and an assist. And this was the John Klingberg we know and love. He's got the ability to just be a difference maker, right? In the offensive zone, he's creative. He's got a good shot. He's got good awareness. He's a good passer. But he really has the ability to be a offensive difference maker as a defenseman, and he's gotten better defensively. He had a couple of important defensive plays tonight, including an OT where he tracked back really well on a bit of a breakaway and was able to come across and help after, I believe it was Jason Dickinson, got a little bit beat by the man with the puck. John Klingberg did a nice job coming over and preventing the shot in OT. A backhand shot against Hudobin. So, you know, he's gotten better defensively throughout his career, but he's still such an offensive difference maker. And you go back to last season, and really over the past couple of years, he has not been, I don't know he's not been the fan favorite of the Stars. Part of that's probably because of the introduction of Miro Heiskanen, who obviously the ceiling is just so high with Miro Heiskanen offensively, and you see him play and he does it defensively. And so Klingberg is kind of measured up, not necessarily against Heiskanen's current output, which is very, very good, but against what Heiskanen can be. And it's like, all right, Klingberg needs to up his game a little bit. And you look over the past couple of years, and it's not been, you know, 2017-18 was his best year. He had 67 points in 82 games as a defenseman. He was a +10. He was good all around, skating over 24 minutes a night. You know, he was in the Norris conversation. You know, he was in the All-Star conversation. That was where, like, all right, this is John Klingberg, right? And then 2018-19, he dipped a little bit, 45 points in 64, still good. He was a +6. You know, the time on ice went up a little bit. You know, he got better. The shooting percentage went up. But then last year, he was not what fans are expecting out of John Klingberg, right? Just 6 goals and 26 assists in 58 of the Stars games. He missed some time with injury. He was a -10, you know, and you know, he always does. He's going to go up against the other team's best guys. So his plus minus is always going to be a little bit tougher than it would in other areas. But, you know, he just wasn't, or for other players, but he wasn't quite what Stars fans hope for when they're talking about John Klingberg and that kind of ceiling. And, you know, you, to be frank about it, you know, you look at John Klingberg and where the Stars are at as a team and roster wise and cap wise, you know, there's some rumblings about, you know, he's at a contract at the end of 2021-22 season, at the end of next season. You know, what do the Stars do there? Because they got to pay Miro Heiskanen. They're already paying Esa Lindell. They're still going to be paying Jamie Benn. They're still going to be paying Tyler Seguin. They're going to be paying Ben Bishop. They're going to be paying Anton Hudobin. So it's, you know, what do the Stars do from that, you know, in that standpoint? Can they afford to keep John Klingberg, frankly? And so then it became, well, if you're going to lose him, you know, maybe they need to move on from him now and go pick up one of these guys that was available in trades, use him to kind of headline a trade. And so that was where it was at, was like John Klingberg was seen as expendable on this team for a lot of last year and some this offseason, to be real about it. But he's been excellent this year. And he's he's a true difference maker, right? You talk about guys, we've talked about guys throughout the offseason that can step up and take on bigger roles and be a contributor, right? Joakivi Ranta comes to mind. He can be a contributor. Jason Dickinson can be a contributor. Cogliano can be a contributor, you know, when they're really playing well. Alexiak, contributor. But he's one of those few that the Stars have, and every team has a few, but the Stars have, you know, just that is a true, when he's at his peak, he is a game changer. You know, you've got Miro Heiskanen falls in that category. Tyler Seguin, when healthy, falls in that category. I'd put Gurianov in that category. I would put Pavelski. I'd put Ben, you know, those kind of guys. And you know, not necessarily an, you know, elite, that whole category you wouldn't consider elite NHL players, but guys who, when they're at their best, are absolute game changers. They can take over a game when they need to. And Klingberg has that potential, and we've seen it from him early this year. He's been more aggressive in the offensive zone, which is, I think, I think part of that is to do with the fact that Rick Bowness is probably he's given the defenseman a little bit more, you know, leash to kind of get into the offensive zone, get involved. If you watched Jamie Oleksiak tonight, he spent half the game down in down behind the Red Wings net. He was pinching down so low, but because Rick Bowness has given him that license and Klingberg's kind of taking hold of that, he has been a real difference maker for this team. And he went into the night with 4 assists in the first 2 games of the season against Nashville, picks up another goal and assist tonight. And I mean, it was absolutely, he was one of the guys tonight. The Stars, it was a rough night for the Stars. They did not look great. But if you look at who was going to be the game changer, be the difference maker, if who was going to create the opportunities tonight, John Klingberg felt like the guy when a puck got on his stick, that he created opportunities. You know, he's got a little bit of magic in him, and he looked like the magician tonight. John Klingberg looked very, very good tonight and was obviously a big component in the Stars. He was the reason the Stars won this game. His goal and then his assist, it was Dickinson's goal, but Dickinson almost had nothing to do because John Klingberg created such an amazing opportunity for him. So John Klingberg was absolutely the best player on the ice tonight for the Stars, and he helps get the job done. The Stars, like I said, moving to 3-0-0. They will take that for sure, especially considering how rocky their start to the season was with COVID and the fact that games were getting postponed, building up a little bit of a buffer until before you get into those really, really busy periods of the season. It's going to be a big deal. And, you know, the fact that they were able to start the season 3-0-0. Big, big deal for the Stars. So Dallas with a 2-1 win, OT. We're going to step aside one more time. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up, talk a little bit more about Ty Dellandrea, run through kind of the lineup changes, what we saw tonight. We saw a lot of different lineups, combinations from the Stars tonight, so we'll talk a little bit about that and wrap things up. And it's still a busy week. We still got 2 more hockey games before the week turns over on Sunday. So you got a game Thursday and a game Saturday. The Stars still have plenty of hockey ahead of them this week, so we got to get you geared up for that. But let's step aside one more time. We'll talk about that when we come back. Before we let you go, though, Bet Online, it is the place to go if you're looking to get involved in a little bit of betting action. It's your online sportsbook experts. They're the one place that has you covered, the one place we trust. There's NFL, Super Bowl right around the corner, NHL right in the midst of the season. Maybe you got a little bit early in the action. You saw what the Stars had cooking, and maybe you were able to you know, the Stars were third favorites to win the division. Maybe you saw a little bit of a gap, saw a little bit of a hole, and were able to get in there. Whatever you want to do, if you want to get on the action, there's only one place we trust, and that's BetOnline.ag. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Don't forget to use promo code LOCKEDON and get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Also want to talk to you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. All right, so we talked about it, and you guys know, banana nut, banana bread was my favorite Built Bar flavor. It has been replaced. I know they've got 6 new flavors, and I had their cookies and cream yesterday. First time I had cookies and cream. Unbelievable. Best. They're all, the Built Bars are good, but the cookies and cream, you could have put that in a candy wrapper and not a Built Bar wrapper, and I would have think you just handed me a horrible for me chocked full of sugar candy bar. But it was a protein bar, and these bars are unbelievable. The cookies and cream bar that I just had, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carb, and I'm telling you, if you put it in a wrapper of a candy bar, I would have never been able to tell the difference. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. If you're on the keto diet, they're great for that. You can lose and maintain weight and indulge in a delicious treat with Built Bar. You can go to BuiltBar.com right now, use that promo code LOCKEDON and get a 20% off your next order. It's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. 2020 is mercifully over. Time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. Kenneth Nash joining you to wrap up this post-game victory pod, our third post-game victory pod of this season. The Dallas Stars with a big 2-1 OT win over the Detroit Red Wings. They start their year with a third straight victory, and they start their year with a third straight game with a goal on the power play. The power play looked good tonight, not as lethal as it was in the season opener against Nashville, but it looked good tonight, even though they only scored on one. You could make a case that the power play just prior to the one they scored on, they looked unbelievable. They created a handful of chances in the two-minute power play. They were really, really good. I think this is going to be a strength for this team moving forward, and which is good news because this team has been one that's in the past has struggled to score goals. We saw them kind of ramp up the goal scoring in the postseason, but they still don't have, you know, they don't have the elite goal scorer. But what they do have is some guys who can really create opportunities on the power play. And if the Stars continue to perform like they do on the man advantage, they're going to be really, really tough throughout the season. Talked a little bit of John Klingberg. He was the magician tonight. He ran the show. He looks like he could be headed back to his best, which would be a big, big boost for the Dallas Stars as a team. Ty Dellandrea, we talked about him after Sunday's win over Nashville, how good he was, and the fact that Rick Bowness is trusting him in the situations he's trusting him in. You know, Sunday we talked about that, you know, Dellandrea skated on the power play quite considerably and on the penalty kill and was out there for a big penalty kill. He was out there again tonight. If you go back to that last power play opportunity for the Red Wings with about the 4-minute mark of the third period and tie game, Dellandrea opened up. He took the faceoff on that power play and was on the ice for a considerable amount. He opened up overtime on the ice alongside Radek Foxa. Now that was a little bit more because of the defensive minded, but the fact that Rick Bowness is willing to turn to Ty Dellandrea in these moments is a big deal. And he's in their down players, you know, that has to be kind of added. And that's a little bit of a caveat. They're down some player, Blake Como, big penalty killer that they're missing. That would probably eat into somebody's time there. I don't know if it'd be Dellandrea's, but would eat into some time there on the penalty kill. You know, you look at it, they're missing some guys. But the fact that Ty Dellandrea, this is the third NHL game, and he's already been out there for two late third period power plays. He's been out there to open up OT. He's skating on the penalty kills. He's skating on the power play. You know, he skated just under 19 minutes tonight. You know, he was good. He took a penalty, got a little too aggressive on the rush trying to get in front of the net, but had a couple shots on goal, a couple hits, a block shot, a takeaway. I mean, and that's, you know, we talked about when you're a young guy and you're just trying to make your way in the league, and he's, you know, his pedigree is as a two-way player. You know, the fact that he's come out and he's been so aggressive, he's been, you know, he's had so much energy, it's been a big deal. He actually, if you go through and skated, Joe Pavelski skated 20 minutes, 20 seconds tonight. That is the only Stars forward that skated more time tonight than Ty Dellandrea. I mean, that just, I think that tells you, and they're down guys, understand that, but that's the only guy that skated more than Ty Dellandrea did tonight. He skated a minute 47 on the power play, a minute 6 of shorthanded time, and he was good. He was in the right places. He created a couple opportunities. On the right before a Stars power play, he had a nice little 1-2 with Denis Gurianov that opened up a backhand shot. He crashed the net. He was physical. He's a good player, and you know, hopefully some of the offensive stuff will come. I mean, we're only 3 games in. We know he produced points in mass in the OHL. If he can kind of translate some of that and maybe be a solid goal scorer, solid point producer, you know. Who's to say he can't be a legit top 6 forward with two-way ability? You know, I think that's the ceiling for him. I think that's the hope the Stars have. And if he can, I mean, he's already shown the defensive side of things very, very well over the first 3 games. He's been very, very solid. And that's a big vote of confidence. He was not the only young forward out there for the Stars. They had to kind of they shuffled a whole lot tonight, and they actually, Mark Pesek skated as a forward tonight. He came in because Roope Hintz was a late scratch due to a lower body injury. He was out there. He was at morning skate this morning. Did not participate in warmups. Jamie Benn was out again tonight. Joel Kiviranta, of course, is on the IR. Blake Como is out because of COVID concerns. So the Stars were down a number of players tonight. Mark Pesek skated as a forward. Joe Hanley came in and as a defenseman skated with Andre Sekera tonight. You look at their forward group, they had Tanner Caro back. Rhett Gardner started. Jason Robertson was sent to the taxi squad, and Rhett Gardner was called up to replace him. So there was a lot of guys, a lot of shuffling going on, and I think that's what led to some of the disjointedness from the Stars, especially early on. They looked out of sync. They looked like a bunch of guys who had not played together a whole lot on lines. I mean, if you look through the lines, the predominant lines that we got from the Stars tonight, you know, there was a lot of rotation in how the team matched up. You look at Delandria, he skated predominantly with Cogliano and Faxa, but we saw him switch off and skate with Dickinson and Gurianov some. Tanner Caro skated mostly with Radulov and Pavelski. That group pretty much stayed together exclusively the whole night. But you look at some of the other guys, Nick Camano, he was kind of shuffled around. He spent time with Pesek. He spent time with Gardner. He spent time with Cogliano. He was mixed in and about. And then Rhett Gardner comes in the lineup for the first time this season, and he skated with Pesek and Camano predominantly. That was kind of the three there, but he also got a little bit of time with Dowling in there mixed in as well. So there was definitely some shuffling going on and trying to put pieces together. We saw Ty Delandria get bumped from that checking line up to kind of one of the top lines alongside Dowling and Dickinson and Gurianov. We saw a lot of shuffling. The only constant in the forward group tonight really was Caro, Pavelski, and Radulov, and other than that, it was a lot of changes. So, you know, the Stars were having to shuffle a lot. I think that led a lot to how disjointed they were. But hey, a win's a win. When you look at who they played tonight, they're down Roope Hintz, second leading goal scorer from last season, down Jamie Benn. Who's Jamie Benn? They're down Blake Como. They're probably their best defensive forward, and one of their best, if not their best, penalty killing forward. Probably is their best penalty killing forward. I probably can safely say that, you know. And of course, they're down Tyler Seguin and Ben Bishop, who I wasn't even considering them because, you know, you can't really count them because we knew they were out. But you look at those three guys, Joel Kiviranta, you know, they're down him as well, who was playing, you know, early in the season, was potentially going to be skating a lot with, before he went down, he was going to be with Joe Pavelski and Alexander Radulov skating a lot of minutes on the night. So they're down those four guys. Those are four key forwards that they were missing tonight. And the Stars, you know, at that point, a win's a win. You don't need it to be pretty. Pick up 2 points, move along, and see if you can get those guys back Thursday. We'll have to see. Jamie Benn is obviously stayed off the IR. He's available for Thursday as it speaks, but we don't know. He's still day-to-day. Same with Roope Hintz. Joel Kiviranta is not eligible to come off IR, I believe, until Saturday. And so we won't see him until Saturday at the earliest would be the earliest he could Saturday against, I believe, Carolina. So we don't know when they'll get back. And then Como is, out because of COVID. So we don't know actually when he'll be back either, but you know, we're still a ways away from, you know, Ben Bishop and Tyler Seguin aside, we're still a ways away from seeing this team at truly full strength where you're running out, you know, Ben, Hintz, Gurianov, Kiviranta, Pavelski, Radulov, Cogliano, Faxa, Como, your true FCC line, which is your most consistent line since last season was your FCC line. And that fourth line, now you're talking about, you're dropping down, you know, some Dickinson on that fourth line, Delandria potentially on that fourth line, Dowling could be in the mix, Camano, Caro has looked good. I thought Caro has looked pretty good in his opportunities. You know, he skated, you saw how much he skated tonight with Pavelski and Radulov. I think they like what he can produce and the fact that he's, you know, he's got a lot of energy and he knows what his role is. So, I mean, they've got a lot of guys. And so when they're back full strength, Tyler Seguin aside, those three lines make your fourth line become pretty good. And there's a lot of competition to get in on those in that fourth line. And then, of course, their defensive pairings get better because Pesek can return to playing defense and not be a forward tonight like he was tonight. So, you know, the team was missing some serious depth tonight. There's a lot of adjustments being made, and the fact that the Stars are still able to go out and grind out a 2-1 win against the Red Wings, who, are not great, but have not looked quite as bad as maybe we all thought they would look either. They didn't look great tonight. Offensively, they looked very suspect. But, defensively, they look okay. And you know, every team's an NHL team, and on any given night, any NHL team can win a game, right? If you, especially when you're down as many players as the Stars were. And so the fact that, you know, 2 points is 2 points. You take it, you move on, and hope you get some of these guys back Thursday. Thursday is the next time the Stars are back in action. They'll host the Red Wings for part two of this two-game miniseries. Stars looking to go 4-0 to open the season, and that would be absolutely, I mean, that'd be huge. For the Stars to go 4-0 to open up the year would be absolutely massive and a great start to the year. We know how bad their start to the season was last year. Reversing that and going 4-0 would be quite a welcome change for the Stars this season. And it builds, you know, it's all about building that cushion for down the line, and the more the Stars can do that, the better. So that's going to wrap it up for this post-game pod. Hope you enjoyed. If you listen to this on Tuesday night, go ahead and get yourself some nice rest. We'll be back Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday. Record Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday with a pregame, kind of updating you on injuries, anything like that. So you'll hear from me between now and the Stars' next game. And then we got another post-game coming up, and then we get another game on Saturday. So a lot of content ahead. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, hope you enjoy your day. If you're on your commute to work, enjoy that. The support's been phenomenal. Y'all have been, you know, our downloads, our listens are up since the season started. Y'all have been very, very supportive. Very much appreciate that. But that is going to be where I end it today. If you haven't, follow us on Twitter at Locked On Stars. Follow my personal account as well at Kenneth_Nash19. Hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. So we show up in your feed. Every single time we drop an episode, 5 episodes a week. So make sure to do that. And I think that is going to be it, though. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your day, whatever, whenever you're listening to this. And we will talk to you soon.
You're Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.